March of 2019. 5 years. 5 years I have been embracing my naturally graying hair. And I want to tell you a little bit about the things that I wish I would have known when I started this journey. Now, if you want to get my full backstory on why I decided to go gray and the first few months of what that was like with pictures and the whole story, I have another video right here you can go watch that I published in October of 2019. But I started my transition in March of 2019. So that was about 8 months into my journey. Then the following year, in June of 2020, I made a follow-up video to that showing you the progress I had made on growing out my gray hair. I think that was 16 total months into my journey at that stage. About a week after I made that video, I chopped off my hair, had grown out to about here, just below my ears, and I chopped it off into a very short bob. And so that was the end of my transitional period. All the old hair was gone. I encourage you to go watch those videos. I will link them down in the description below. And I wanted to share a little bit about some of the things that I wish I would have known back then when I first started the journey, or even in the several months leading up to it, or even the years leading up to it, that I wish I would have known that I could go back and tell younger self, younger Brooke, here are some things you need to know that would maybe help me either make the decision faster, easier, etc. I wish I would have known that almost everyone was going to love my hair. I had a lot of misgivings about going gray. I think it was, you know, the balancing of, oh, it's going to make me look old. I was in my mid to late 30s when I started considering ditching the dye. I started going gray in my mid 20s, however. So I spent most of my 30s, well, I spent all of my 30s dyeing my hair, and some of my 20s as well, trying to cover up that gray. I just wish I would have known that so many people were going to say how beautiful they thought my hair was, how they love the color, they love all of the natural highlights and dimension that my hair has. I just didn't think that was going to happen. I thought I was going to get a lot of comments about how old I looked and how brassy and gross and sort of unkempt my hair looked, or how my hair made me look unkempt. Like I didn't care about how I looked for some reason. Like if you have gray hair, then clearly you've like let it go. I had all those thoughts swirling around in my head. And obviously a lot of them come from society and societal norms, but a lot of them are just like put on myself, assumptions that I made about what people would think about my gray hair. You're gonna get a lot of people saying how much they love it. However, I said almost. Luckily, I've never had anyone, at least to my face or online, how ugly they think my hair is. I've never had that happen. I've also haven't really had anyone in my life like say, oh my gosh, what are you thinking? Are you sure you want to do that? The closest thing to it, and it's not really someone saying they don't like it, is just my mother likes to tease me about how much more gray hair I have than she does. She barely has any at all. I lost the lottery on that, or I won the lottery. I don't know. I kind of love my hair. I think that while yes, most people do love it, I know that everybody is in a very different stage of their journey and life situations. And what I have noticed about the compliments that I typically get is it tends to be generational. I go to this coffee shop downtown, and every time I go, the girl that works the cash register, she's always like, oh my God, I love your hair. And the first time I went in there and she complimented my hair, she asked me where I got it colored. And I said, oh honey, this is all natural. This is what my mama gave me. Well, not my mama, my daddy gave me. My dad is very great. There is something about the generational component to this, because women who are my age or older tend to say more things around like, oh, I could never do that, or I don't have the confidence, or mine wouldn't look as good as yours. There is a lot of misgivings for women who are a little bit older than, you know, in their 20s or even early 30s. Luckily, like when it comes to men commenting on my hair, it's always been very positive. I've never had a man that I don't know, like a stranger, say, oh my God, I love your hair. My friends, like I have a friend who's a barber, and he's always like, oh my God, I love your hair. So, but he's into hair. So I like take that as a big compliment. The girl who does my hair, she's in her 20s, and her assistant, she's like even younger, like just like, well, 20s, but like early 20s. And they're both like, oh my God, I wish I could get my hair that color. So I take all that with a badge of honor. I thought I was going to get all this negative attention for my hair, and it's actually been quite positive. The second thing I wish I would have known, or I wish I would have paid attention to, I think, is that no one complimented my hair before. Obviously, this has taken me receiving compliments about my hair now to realize, wow, before No one ever commented. No one said, oh my God, your hair looks so good. And I think that is a good indication that my hair color was not necessarily better before. And I was box dyeing. So let's take this with a grain of salt. If I'd gone to a colorist and had a proper color done, people would have complimented my hair. But because I was just trying to cover the gray with box dye, no one ever said, wow, your hair color looks amazing. The next thing I wish I would have known or at least considered was going gray earlier than I did. So I was 38 years old, is that correct? Yeah, 38 when I decided to go cold turkey and just grow it out. I was so tired of dyeing my hair. But I wish that I would have considered doing it much sooner. It just never even dawned on me to embrace it. And I think that there is something to the last 5, 6, 7 years. There's been this massive shift in female acceptance of our bodies and how we look. Great example. When I started doing yoga in 2008, 2009, and started going to studios and then all through the 20 teens, it was very rare to go to a yoga class and see a woman wearing just a sports bra and leggings or yoga pants. The woman would have had to been perfect. Just basically a model yogi, essentially, to make that feel welcomed and okay. You never saw women with a little bit more fluff or a little bit more padding, if you will, wearing just that. But now I go to yoga every single morning to a local yoga studio, and I'm literally the only person that wears a tank top over my sports bra. Every other woman, regardless of shape and size or age even, is wearing a sports bra and her leggings because it's sweaty, it's hot yoga. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but I never saw that before. And I was doing the very same type of power hot yoga before. I don't know, there's just been a shift on how women are just much more accepting of our bodies and who we are. And I think back when I was really heavily dyeing my hair all through the 20 teens, it just was not done. It just felt too out there. I wish I would have considered doing it sooner. Instead of doing all that damage to my hair, I could have been embracing the color, taking care of it, making it look great. Earlier, the better that you can embrace it, because the younger you are while you embrace it, the less I think you'll feel like your face is aging and all these other things are happening to your body as we age. And then you're layering on the gray hair. It can just kind of be overwhelming psychologically to be like, okay, this is real. My death is pending. start to make you hyperly aware of your age and how you are aging. And so I think if you can embrace it earlier as 30 something or even 20 something or whenever you start going gray, if you can embrace it sooner, it can be less emotionally traumatizing as you layer on other aging things, whether your knee goes out or, you hit perimenopause and menopause and your body starts changing and reacting different ways to different things. All of it kind of happens at once and you start going gray. It could be a lot. The next thing I wish I would have known is how much confidence having gray hair, naturally gray hair, and owning it, how much confidence that would give me. I feel like it's a badge of honor. And when I walk into a space, a room full of friends or a coffee shop or a restaurant or any kind of space, I just feel kind of like a badass. I just feel like, bam, I have arrived. I am here. And I give zero F's about what you think. Even though I'm a very self-conscious person, naturally, I think it's like armor. It gives me the courage to be confident in a lot of other areas of my life. The next thing I wish I would have known, it was going to take longer than I thought it would. By the time I made that first video, I think the growth had gone out about this much, and we'll call that 4 inches. And I'd already been 8 or 9 months into my journey. And I just thought, this is taking forever. And when you grow your hair out cold turkey and you have that line of demarcation, you start to get the little bristly ones that poke around all over your head. And you're just like, what have I done? Why am I doing this? Why does it look so crazy? You realize you're going to have a lot of patience, which leads me kind of to my next point about what I wish I've known. I wish I would have researched or realized that there were other options to transition than going cold turkey. I just decided I'm going to stop the dye and just let it grow. But I also wish I would have tried some other things, just highlights or something to make that transition a little bit smoother. That would have helped me with that confidence component too early on, because during the grow out stage, I was very self-conscious of the process. I just wish I would have made it a little bit more easy on myself. I haven't really touched on in any of my previous videos about this, but I wanted to talk about what going gray and sort of wearing your age on your head means and feels like when you travel abroad, because I just did that. So in last fall of 2023, I spent 4.5 months traveling solo all over Central and Eastern Europe, as well as London. I was working remotely for my job, so I could work from anywhere. So I just did. I was living in different countries for about a month, several weeks at a time. No one while I was traveling across these various countries ever commented on my hair. And that might be because of a language barrier, but I was treated like an older person. And in the few conversations I was able to have with people locally, hair came up or aging in general. Some of those places were not as progressive as the US is in terms of gracefully aging, especially for women. Abroad, it felt like you fight looking old as long as possible, and then you're just old. That's kind of the vibe I got from a lot of places, even looking at society and people watching. It was very interesting how I felt like women were either like all put together all the time with their hair, everything, their makeup, but obviously dyeing their hair, or they were much older and it was sort of like, well, you're old now, so you have to look and behave old. And I just think that there's a happy middle ground. You can like embrace your age and the wisdom and experience and confidence that can come from a lived experience like that. But also, I feel good. I feel like hot stuff. Didn't dampen my experience. It didn't hinder my experience anyway. I just noticed it as I was watching and looking at society and how women were either embracing it or not. Until you are someone who is aging and of a certain age, you don't realize the ageism that exists until you are somebody that could be stereotyped or misconstrued because of your age. I hear it all the time when especially women talk about getting old, feeling old. Sometimes they'll be in their 20s or in their 30s. And all I can think is like, you're so young. You're so young. And I don't know if it's because I still feel quite young, even in my early 40s. The fact that I'm very hyper aware of when other younger women comment on their age, all I can think is like, you're not old. You're not even close to old. And then if they think they're old, they must think I am an old nan. Like I am super, super old. To me, it's just mind-boggling how hyper aware women are of age and how much we comment on our age. In other ecosystems, men hardly ever comment on their age. Whether they are younger or older, they don't address it almost ever. The glorification of youth, when you wear your age on your head, when you wear a full gray head of hair, I think you can't help but be hyper sensitive or hyper aware of other people's commentary about age, about getting older. I don't think that my gray hair has hindered my career in any capacity. I do think that it's a signal to others like, oh, she's older. And so maybe I think younger people tend to have a bias against older people not knowing as much or just kind of being out of tune with society and what's hip and cool and all these things. But I don't think it's been a hindrance to me. I also think that I wear my gray hair with a level of confidence in my knowledge, skills, experience. My body of work that I've created over the course of my career speaks for itself. And so even if I am going gray, I know that I've got the receipts, I've got the goods to bring to the table in my work and my businesses. So I think it's not about having gray hair. I think it's the attitude and the mindset that you embrace along with the gray hair. And the last thing that I wish I would have known is that no one actually cares. and no one is ever going to care about it as much as you do. So while we might be hyperly aware of the line of demarcation or how long it's taking, or when you get compliments or you get negative comments or any of those things happening, you, of course, are always going to be super honed into all of that. And it's going to be of top of mind to you throughout the entire journey. But for the most part, unless they're your sister or somebody really close to you, they are not going to be as invested in this journey as you are. With that in mind, if you need other people who are invested in this type of journey and you need people to ask questions to or vent to or get confidence and courage from to keep going, or you want to give up and you need to talk to other people who get it, who get how hard this is, join one of the many, many communities. I try to make sure when I see women who are either growing out their gray or have grown out their gray, I always try to make contact with them. I will say, I love your hair, because I know how good that feels too, to hear it from other people. You look great and it's okay. You can embrace this gray hair. At the same time though, realize that you don't need validation from anybody else, whether it's good or bad. You can do what you want with your hair. Good luck. Enjoy your hair. Enjoy the fact that you get to age and age gracefully with these beautiful locks. See you in the next video.